Hello and welcome to the first ever snooker podcast with Ben and Dave. How are you doing, Dave? You alright?
I'm alright.
Are you excited about the World Championships?
I am. I love the World Championships because the main reason is I like the feeling of knowing there's always snooker on the telly.
Yeah. Do you know there's 1,500 hours of broadcasted snooker over the 17 days?
1,500 hours?
1,500 hours, it says on the BBC website.
I might watch all of it.
Well, you'll struggle. But we'll give you the picks of some of the best matches, actually.
So yeah.
We're going to go through some of the first round matches, give you a bit of an insight, and see what you think.
Alright then, let's have a look at Martin Gould against Ding Junhui. Goat against Ding.
I think that's going to be a really good match.
Goat's in the top 16, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he's been playing well.
Greatest of all time.
Gould's name, Martin Gould, is an anagram of random guilt.
So is he Catholic?
He is very Catholic. Mm-hmm. Devout.
That'll do it.
I think he's suffering from a bit of random guilt from the Nazi party.
He does, yeah. He looks like a Gestapo officer.
Does a bit.
For yours, the World Championship's not over.
I'd love to see Gould beat Ding Junhui.
Yeah.
But Ding played so well.
Ding Ding.
Ding Ding. All aboard. No, I mean, obviously he was playing against, you know, lower rank players, but he was scoring. Scoring so, so heavily.
Boring.
He was horrid.
Really focuses the mind.
Yeah, you
get the idea with that.
Very good.
Alright, just looking down the list. Ricky Walden against Robbie Williams.
Well, Ricky's obviously a massive favourite, but I don't know much about Robbie Williams, do you? Have you ever seen him play?
No, I mean, I wasn't really a big Take That fan, but...
Well, I looked him up on Wikipedia because I don't know anything about him. And I've not seen this before on a Wikipedia page. He had like an anecdote section.
All right.
So I scrolled down.
Anecdotes about Robbie Williams.
Well, I just thought anecdotes. So he scrolled down and lo and behold, there was one anecdote and it said, Robbie Williams has alopecia.
So, it's not really an anecdote, is it?
Anecdote
would be something like, because of his alopecia, he got into a situation where
I thought that was really odd. But
is alopecia the one where you lose your hair?
Yeah.
Like Gail Porter had?
Yeah.
Has he been to a world final before?
Walden. He's always struggled at the World Championship, hasn't he?
He's been to the semis, though.
Yeah. But he just seems like he puts too much pressure on himself at the Worlds. He always seems dead, like, nervous.
Oh, he just looks like a nervous... Like, it's like a daddy long legs, I think. He's got that look, sort of like quite...
He does look a bit like that.
Gangly.
Yeah.
Like a daddy long legs strapped against the window.
Yeah, that's what will happen, I think, if he gets through to the quarters. Oh, yeah. He'll be trapped up against the crucible...
Glass
partition.
Yeah.
What else?
All right. Well, what about Robbo against Michael Holt?
Well, I think obviously Robbo, you know, he's just going to trounce him.
Yeah. But, oh yeah.
Especially if his mum's in the card, I've noticed. If his mum's there, he does a lot
like
better.
Mumsy around.
Oh, mum says. Mum says Holt's going down.
It's like a school playground.
Down under. Holt's going down.
Robbo's, I mean, he's one of the favourites of the tournament.
Hitman Holt.
Is that his nickname?
Apparently.
The Hitman.
We should have a look at some sticky nicknames.
It's because he used to work for a gangster. Before he had to give it up for the old snooker.
Malt, I call him.
Malt. M. Holt. Yeah.
Robbo's going to win that one, obviously.
But think about a Hitman who was also a snooker player. It'd be quite a good cover, because you could just say, oh, it's BQ. Really inside, you've got a sniper rifle.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe that's
why you got the nickname. How we got the nickname?
Possibly.
What about Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Great songwriter. You know, let's get back to the snooker.
All right then, O'Sullivan Gilbert.
Okay, I mean Gilbert's a great player. Like,
yeah,
good match player, but I mean it's just no competition. I think O'Sullivan, he always wins his first round match, doesn't he? Where we can win the whole thing again, I don't know, but...
You can never count him out, can you?
I think O'Sullivan and Robbo are just, you know, the ones to beat, like...
Yeah.
If they get out, you know.
I mean, yeah, they're the ones who would, like, you know, would be top of the betting. But, I mean, Mark Selby, he's still world number one, isn't he?
Yeah, Selby didn't enter the last two tournaments. No. Whether he's got some problems at home or something, I don't know.
And he's playing a lot with Milkins. Yeah.
And Milkins is a good player. So after Milkins' final qualifying game to get through to the Crucible, Bob Walker was interviewing him. He said, "Oh, how's it going, Bob?" And he went, "Oh, I didn't even expect to get through. I didn't even bring any clothes with me."
Oh, you're playing snooker in the noon.
Yeah, bumped into the table and left brown on the bottom cushion.
That'd be a good new sport, new snooker. Well, be able to sell it to Channel 5.
There used to be new darts, didn't there, like late night on Channel 5.
It's dangerous, aren't
it? Yeah.
You should be wearing full protective gear when you play darts.
Yeah, hit the balls on.
Ooh. Yeah. Double top.
What? Double top.
Yeah. How rude.
Couple of past champions, Mark Williams and Graham Dort.
Graham Dort. Yeah, I think that could be a good match. I think Williams will win that.
Yeah, the Lazy Mouse versus Graham Dort.
I've actually got a little sound effect on here that makes you sound like Graham Dort.
Have you?
You'd like to have a go?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Oh, I'm Graham Dort.
And apparently when Graham Dort was going for like a bad patch in snooker, and he was a bit depressed and he'd lost in a tournament, he was driving home and he stopped at a service station, had a bit of a breakdown, mental, not car. Yeah.
Good to clarify that. Cool, yeah, yeah. No problem.
He tried to snap his cue and couldn't snap it.
Oh,
he's trying.
He is only a wee man, isn't he?
I think I get the top of my cue.
As I said, I think we've looked at most of the
really?
Most of the, well, there's a few others. I mean, there's the Battle of the Gingers, Sean Murphy and Anthony McGill. I think
I'd love McGill to go through, but I think
you got a fancy Sean Murphy there, haven't you? The ginger magician, because he's really good at magic.
Really good at magic.
And snooker.
He's good at snooker as well. Have we talked about Trump Rambo?
No.
I think that's going to be the match of the first round. Like, that's going to be really good. Good.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think Trump will win. Wambo's a bit skittish, isn't he?
Like a startled horse.
He was slapping himself silly at the World at the UK Championship.
He was, yeah. Have you seen that video of Tony Drago? Nearly knocking himself out.
Yeah, it wasn't quite that bad.
Yeah. Tony Drago took
his. He's great to watch Rambo, though, because he's just so twitchy.
Yeah.
But. I don't know how he'll play, but Trump's good. Trump will be okay in the first round. It's just when these long, drawn out matches, he loses concentration.
Yeah, he does.
If he can keep his mind focused. Not look at the other table and stuff. Mm. You can't really, because there's a partition here.
You have to climb up, wouldn't you? Stand on the table.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Get up on the leg gantry.
Yeah. Yeah, I fancy. I mean, I think Judd could go quite far.
Yeah, definitely.
He's just got to. I think his temperament's been better in the last couple of years, yeah. But he's got to keep a.
Certainly this season.
Keep a lid on it.
But not consistent enough, really. Like the other top players. I'd absolutely brilliant or, you know, not concentrating. I can see the mistake.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Maguire McManus. Clash of the Tartans.
Excellent. I saw today on the BBC when it was first starting that they got Steve Maguire 50-1 to win it. That seems like a good bet, that.
But good each way bet.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, which quarter is he in? The first quarter?
Yeah.
That's the weakest quarter, isn't it?
Yeah, by so far. I mean, he's unlike. I think you're right in that they're right in that he's unlikely to win. But you know, an each way bet.
I'd put a bit on that. I think that is the weakest quarter.
The first quarter. So we've got Stuart Bingham against Ali Carter, Steve Maguire against Alan McManus, Ricky Weldon against Robbie Williams and John Higgins.
I think John Higgins would be the favourite there.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Day's all right.
Yeah, but
I think I'll give him a game.
It's an easy quarter. The other three quarters are, you know, they've got top players and they're on form.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you fancy John Higgins to emerge out of that?
Yeah, I think John Higgins will fancy himself.
Yeah,
getting fairly far.
He is looking good.
An attractive bloke.
Yeah. He's getting rounder, I think. Every time you see him, he's getting a bit rounder.
It is.
Yeah. Like everything, like his face, his hair, and his.
He's a very rounded guy, an all-rounded,
all-round player, all-round champion.
So let's pick one out of each quarter, because I think Higgins.
Okay, so in that first quarter, you think Higgins. Okay, so the second quarter, you've got Judd Trump against Lang Wenbo, Martin Gould against Ding Junhui, Mark Williams against Graham Dott, and Neil Robertson against Holt. You got to pick Robbo there as the favourite.
And then Judd Trump at a sort of close
centre. Yeah, and then the next quarter, you've got Sean Murphy against Anthony McGill, Marco Fu against Peter Ebdon, Barry Hawkins against Jan Gander and Ronnie O'Sullivan against David Gilbert.
So O'Sullivan closely followed by Murphy.
Murphy, yeah.
Ooh, the cat.
That's the cat there joining in. And then in the last quarter, Mark Allen. We haven't really spoken about Mark Allen, but he's coming off the back of the win in the...
I fancy
was
Mark
it the, play, good form, the Players' Championship, was it?
Yeah.
So, and he's got, well, not an easy one, but it's the lowest ranked qualifier, Mitchell Mann, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll easily get
past Michelin Mann. So you'd think he'd easily win that.
I fancy Allen to go far on this. Like, he's on top form and he's up for it.
And then you look at that other quarter. So you've got Mark Allen against Mitchell Mann, Joe Perry against Kyron Wilson, Michael White against Sam Baird, and then you've got Mark Selby against Milkins. So you'd say Mark Selby or Mark Allen would be the favourites to go throughout that quarter. Mm. And like you say, Mark Selby's not played in the last two, so he could be lacking a bit of sharpness.
Okay.
So you got John Higgins, Neil Robertson, Ronnie O'Sullivan, and Selby or Allen as your semi-finalists. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. This is Ronnie getting interviewed on Eurosport about Ebden and his, like, all his dietary requirements and stuff. Listen to this.
Going on, looking after themselves a little bit better, because you yourself, as we see, when we're not on air, you're a bit of a fitness freak yourself. You're really, really obsessed about what you eat, right?
I do the 80-20 rule, trying to eat 80% good most of the time and allow myself the odd treat. But Ebden, he comes in the snooker club with 20 bananas in his bag. And I'm like, what? That's dinner for the day. And I'm like, what's the point of living?
That made me laugh.
20 bananas?
Do you want a dollar?
That is a lot of bananas. I mean, I heard, someone told me, this may be one of those apocryphal tales, that if you eat more than 14 bananas in one go, you die.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Well, evidently not. If Peter Ebden's eating 20 while he's having a practice.
I was looking at his Twitter before, and there's like loads of stuff about like health stuff and vegan stuff, and he was saying that he's having a blood transfusion before the World Championship.
What?
I didn't know whether he was joking or what. But
that's like a blood cleansing sort of thing?
He's just had a blood transfusion. Do you know like cyclists do? Don't they do that? Like,
yeah, but it's illegal. It's illegal. It's like blood, that's blood doping.
Yeah, maybe he's just joking.
Yeah. Just to be clear, we're not accusing Peter Ebden of any
no
wrongdoing.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Yeah,
sounds like one of those weird things that
Peter
Ebden might do. Yeah,
coffee enemas as well.
Oh,
he's talking about.
I'd rather drink it.
Yeah,
it's all the same to you.
Can you imagine him backstairs, like backstairs?
He's not a servant. Upstairs, downstairs.
Can you imagine him backstage with his like big bag of bananas, like bumbling around?
Ooh.
You're a
downer. You're a downer. Anyone want downers? Got downers. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Just a suitcase full of bananas.
He forgot his key.
I mean, he's coming for... He's hoping to be there for 2 weeks, isn't he, isn't it? That's a lot of bananas. 20 a day. How many is that? That's 280 bananas.
He actually turned up on a lorry.
Yeah.
A lorry load of bananas.
Do you know what his favourite brand is? What do you... Chiquita?
Banana.
Yeah.
Banana bar?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gorilla's choice.
Gorilla's choice.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a variety. He probably just goes for Tesco's own.
Support Tesco would be something more ethical.
Oh yeah,
probably goes his own.
You can't grow your own bananas, not in this country.
No, possibly.
Unless you've got a massive greenhouse.
Well, you haven't seen the size of Peter Ebden's greenhouse.
Yeah, I suppose you must have made a bob or two playing snooker. Huh? Doesn't he know loads about horse racing as well? Doesn't he know all the genealogies of racehorses?
I'm not sure. I don't know that much about him. You seem to know a lot about
him. I've been following him for years. Yeah.
It's a strange
guy. I'm pretty sure I saw something on the BBC about him where he was talking about he knows all the genealogies of all racehorses forever. Since forever.
Okay. Since he lost his hair, I don't think he'd been quite as good.
Like Samson.
Mm. He was a lot faster with his ponytail.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Slicker.
Should we have a look at some snooker nicknames on Wikipedia?
Yes.
That could
excellent snooker nicknames.
Provide us with
now,
some...
I think we should do this as a little game.
Okay.
You give me the player, and okay. I'll try and guess what their nickname is.
Okay. Let's do this.
I mean, some of them I know, so...
Oh, do you?
Some of them I'll be able to get, but then some of them, it will be a
complete
surprise.
The Preston Potter... Or the Pride of Preston.
Oh.
He's not played on the tour for a few years now.
Preston Potter. Isn't Sean Murphy from Preston?
No.
Where's Sean Murphy from?
Don't...
I thought he was from Preston, but it's not him anyway.
No.
I don't know that one, the Preston Potter.
Ian McCulloch? Isn't he a lead singer of Echo and the Bunny?
Yeah.
Hey. Also, I'm on the right thing here.
You're doing nicknames of members of Echo and the Bunny, man.
Oh, yeah.
Very different.
Okay, I'll give you another one. The Milkman.
Milkins. Because he always delivers.
Hey, I think he should be called the Pirate. He sounds a bit like a pirate. I need to bring my clothes.
I think he should be called the Wet Nurse.
He forgot my clothes. Milkins.
He sounds like a wet nurse in a sort of 18th century family. Milkins! Yes, my lord!
I forgot my clothes.
I didn't even bring my clothes. I thought, what's the point? And the wet nurse. Like
okay. Do you want an easy one or a hard one?
No, well, there's a question. Steady on.
Here's a hard one. The M.O.D.
The M.O.D.?
We don't even know this player.
Martin.
Yes.
O.
Yes.
Donald.
Yes. Excellent. Okay.
I'd be calling the mod. Uber mod.
Some of these are a little bit offensive, I think.
Go on.
Ding Jun Wee Pot Noodle.
Like
that.
Close to the bone.
But, you know, I didn't
isn't
like
it called it. The Enter the Dragon?
Yeah.
That is official,
I
number one.
That's okay. Obviously a bit of a joke.
It's bad, that. I'm not sure we should talk about that.
Okay, here's one for you. Stud Trump.
Oh, it's difficult.
Do you know what? I've actually stood behind a horse when it farted once. It was so... Have you ever opened an oven really fast and you get that...
Look at it, open up a horse's ass.
Do you know that kind of backdraft you get from like an... If you open the oven too fast,
yeah,
and it like gives you a shock. It was like that. It was
that hot.
It was hot and it stunk. Like my cooking.
What are you doing hanging around behind horses?
My girlfriend. It's a horse.
That is story now. Sounds like a lie.
Well, I've been down to the stables where my girlfriend volunteers.
Yeah,
and I stood next to the horse and it farted in my face. Anyway, stood Trump.
Yeah.
Is Judd Trump.
Of course.
You were wondering. He's got quite a lot of bird nicknames.
The Ace in the Pack.
Haircut 100.
Stinky Trump.
Stinky Horse Trumps.
Loads. Just.
You won't get this one, but I'll test you. Mr. Perfection.
Mr. Perfection. Oof.
John Berger. Not heard that before.
Oh, Mr. Perfection's here.
We love John Burton.
Mr. Sheen, shy.
Yeah. Do you want a couple more?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
You have some juicy nuggets of nicknames.
Juicy nuggets, these favourites. You know that one. Witness Warrior.
Oh, I don't know. Who's from Witness? Tell me who's from Witness.
Andrew.
Can
Higginson.
I get a witness?
Andrew Higginson from Witness.
Oof.
There you go.
Can I get a witness?
Stephen Henry's got quite a lot.
What are his nicknames? I don't know any.
The Golden Boy, the King of the Crucible, the Golden Bairn, the Great One, the Iceman, the Maestro, the Wonder Bairn. Bairn, is it Bairn?
Bairn's a Scottish word for child.
Yes, the Wonder Bairn. The Sheriff of Pottingham.
That is Anthony Hamilton, isn't it?
That's a great nickname.
Yeah, it's really, it's very good.
Yeah, it's really good.
The Sheriff.
Q Man Fu.
I'm gonna guess. Marco Fu.
The Force. Ebo. The Ebonator. Psycho. Mr. Intensity.
I think that is Sean Murphy, isn't it?
Peter Ebdon, he's like a superhero, isn't he?
He is a little bit, but then in
Banana
many
Man.
Ways. Banana Man. In many ways, he's like a comic foil, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, yeah. I wouldn't want, if I was in dire need of rescue.
Yes.
And, you know, you rang up like Superhero Central.
Yeah.
And he went, you know, can you send us Batman? They don't know, Batman's busy. Spider-Man's away on holiday. Superman's on a call.
Come on, get it.
We can send Ebo. We can send Mr. Intensity.
He'll really focus on the situation.
I just say I'll leave it. I'll sort myself out.
Mr. Intensity.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you another one. This is tricky. The Pocket Dynamo, the Pocket Rocket, dot the pot, pot the love dot. That's not the whole nickname, that's four different nicknames.
It's a bit of a mouthful for the MC, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pot the lot dot.
Dot the pot, pot the lot dot.
Dot the pot.
Yes. Dot. Dot pot, pot cotton.
Dot.
Oh, Pauline.
Graham pot. Dot cotton.
His website is graham dot dot the pot, pot the lot dot dot com. So if you want to get in contact with pot the lot dot.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. Doggy. I mean, I wonder if he had to fight for that domain name, or if it was just available.
It's freely available. The Nugget, the Ginger Magician, the Ginger Mushroom, the Master Cuban. Interesting one for Tim.
Yeah, that's the mighty, the one and only Steve Davis. I'm always interested in why he's called the Ginger Mushroom. Where's the mushroom bit coming?
I think when he was a younger gentleman, he had quite a bouffant, a coiffured bouffant.
Ah.
Do you know he's now a techno DJ?
Yeah, I saw a little
clip,
video clip on the BBC website, yeah, of Steve Davis
DJing.
His DJing. And it sounded all right.
Okay.
But then they had some interviews with people outside, one or two of whom looked a bit mashed.
Yeah, so anything would sound good.
Yeah, and they were going, honestly, although that is the best set I've seen all week. And then another girl said, actually, he's, you know, he is Steve Davis, but he's actually playing some pretty interesting stuff. Which I think she was saying because she wanted to sound like she knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, but they're not going to interview people going, that was rubbish. Like,
well, they probably did interview some and then they just cut it out.
I reckon he will. I mean, I'm not into techno, but I reckon he probably does play. You know, he knows his stuff, music.
Yeah, it did sound alright, actually. I think he's probably quite good at it.
I think he's.
Productive.
We'll have to get the opinion of a techno aficionado.
Yeah.
You
know, a technophile.
A technophile, yeah.
I think though, if he, you know, really goes for it, he would be able to sell out.
He probably
like,
does.
Quite.
Yeah, sold out. Techno.
You know what I mean? If he was, to start putting on some shows and headlining, like
he does, basically,
he would make
it on Glastonbury and like big festivals.
Because I mean,
why not?
People would go and see him just for the novelty of it being Steve Davis, I think. And then if it was good, people would, you know, where to get around, and it was really good. Yeah. So I think good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
He had to knock the old snooker on the head. He's crap now, isn't he?
Yes, he was knocked out by Fergal O'Brien in the first round.
They had a bit of an altercation. Fergal knocked him out.
Milkins! Yes, my lord!
I had a little look at the career earnings. Well, not career earnings, but the season earnings. For the
top snook players?
Just for the whole tournament. And I looked right at the bottom, and Jimmy White and Kelly Breezy. They'd earned £750 over the two seasons, like 2 years.
£750.
So it's a good job Calabrese is friends with the millionaire Neil Robertson.
What first attracted you to living with the millionaire Neil Robertson?
You do live with him.
And I've always thought it'd be a funny dynamic that. I mean, Robbo just drifting about the house like an Edwardian ghost.
Well, yeah, he is quite pale.
Oh, Vinny!
Oh, yeah, get out the toilet, Vin. I need the toilet.
I need the toilet, Vin. Mum says it's my turn. Someone's put a sanger in the Danny, Vinny. It would be a bit of an odd couple scenario.
It'd be a good
sitcom,
I think.
Yeah?
Vinny.
Vinny, the adventures of Vinny and Robbo.
Where's Vinny?
Oh, yeah, Vin.
Vincenzo.
And Vinny'd be like, oh, Robbo, can you lend me a few dollars? I've only made £750.
I wouldn't even pay
2 years.
I wouldn't even pay for your flights. Like, what event?
Oh, yeah. How's he doing it? Like, it must be well in the hole. Maybe Robbo's just propping him. Like. I mean, Robbo must have made millions in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fairly well off.
He's a very well off bloke.
If you're listening, Vinny, send us a message.
Good luck, mate.
Good luck, mate. Well, a whip man for you.
Yeah. Stick with Robbo, you won't go wrong. So, Peter Ebdon, banana salesman.
What kind of interest in you in
a bunch?
A bunch?
Would you like a banana? Why not have a whole bunch?
Yes.
I've got a suitcase full.
I saw him backstage and he tucked it into his shirt like a hand. He was waving to Ali Carr.
Ali!
I
know you're hungry! Yeah, that's a frightening. I think he'd be able to make a decent bridge with a banana hand.
Possibly.
Yeah.
He ever loses his hand.
Banana hand.
Graft it on.
Yeah, I don't know why prostheticians or whatever they're called haven't thought of that.
Yeah. maybe it'd go a bit black.
You'd have to get a fresh one every couple of days, wouldn't you? Well, yeah. I mean, they are basically...
You've got a bag of 20 at any point.
They're very cheap in supermarkets. You could buy them a bit green. That's a bit longer, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Get a week out of them. They know each other's game very well.
The Crucible Curse. Are you sick of people talking about the Crucible Curse? Like,
yeah, I mean, I prefer it if it was like a better curse.
Oh, that's just...
You know,
just
like...
that you can't win it.
I probably like a pirate curse. Okay. Like.
What would you like the curse to do to a player?
Withered.
A hand. Withered hand? Yeah. Like a banana hand? Like,
yeah, like a withered up banana hand.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be an that'd be more interesting.
Peter Evans would be okay because he's practiced with his banana hand.
Yeah.
As a bridge. I mean, yeah, but all the other players would suffer.
Peter Evans would win then, but then he'd suffer the curse.
Yes.
Okay. So he'd have another banana hand.
He'd be fine.
Yeah, but he'd have to be able to hold the cue with a banana hand.
As long as he had two banana hands, that's lunch for the day. 20 bananas.
Not for him. That's only 10 bananas, that.
That's,
You need banana feet as well, so...
Does he have 20 bananas a day or for each meal?
He can't have... No. 20 a day. Can't be like breakfast, 20 bananas. Can't be like 60 bananas a day.
Yeah, you're right. It must be 20 throughout the day. That's a lot of bananas.
I don't even think a chimp could eat 60 bananas a day. And they like bananas. If cartoons have, you know, taught us anything, it's that chimps like bananas.
I think that's too many bananas.
Did you see that? Just digressing slightly from the snooker.
Okay.
Did you see that video of the chimp in Japan?
No.
There was an earthquake in Japan.
Okay.
Yesterday or the day before, it was quite bad. Some people died. Yeah. But because the power was out, a chimpanzee in a zoo climbed up the pylon.
Yeah.
And escaped. Made good its escape along the power lines, and was just up in the power line, wreaking havoc around the place. And so the zoo authorities went out with a tranquilizer gun, and shot it with this tranquilizer dart because you know they wanted to rescue it. But it's just a funny video because when they shoot it, it goes absolutely berserk. Tries to jump at the man who shot it, who's been lifted up in like a cherry picker. Tries to jump at him, and then he's up in the chimpanzee's up in the wires, and slowly the drug starts to take effect, and he gets a bit more woozy, and then he falls a little bit, and then he's just hanging on by one hand, and you can see in his face he's just getting more and more sleepy, and his grip's getting looser and looser until he's hanging on by one chimp finger, and then he just lets go, and they catch him in a big blanket.
Okay, competition time. If you'd like to win a snooker podcast t-shirt, you can get involved. How it works is I'm going to show Dave a picture of a snooker player and he's going to try and best describe it. And if you can guess who it is, you win a t-shirt. Okay, so are you ready to describe
it? I'm ready to describe. I'm feeling very descriptive.
Okay, I've got it on my iPad, so I'll turn it round and you've got 30 seconds to describe.
30 seconds.
I'll give you a bit of thinking time as well. Okay, there you go. There's the picture.
Oh, now. It's quite an odd looking bloke.
I just want a short description. Think of something.
Okay, I would say he looks like Terry Christian.
Yeah.
In a swimming cap.
He really does. That is brilliant.
That's the best description I can give him there. Terry Christian in a swimming cap.
That's excellent. So if anyone knows who that is, if you can send your entry into snookerpodcast@gmail.com and we'll pick a winner, we'll send them a snooker podcast t-shirt. Include your address.
I'll be impressed if anyone can get it from that. I mean, it does look like that, but for a start, you've got to know who Terry Christian is.
I suppose, but you can look all these things up if you don't know what a swimming cap looks like.
Google Terry Christian, Google swimming cap, put them together, and that's who we've got.
I mean, you've got one in 128 chance.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, you just pick a random player. And I mean, you can rule out, like, Ronnie names. O'Sullivan.
Okay.
I mean, I've just given you a clue there, but...
120.
He doesn't want to be wearing a swimming cap, does he? The swimming cap is a big clue.
So, if you do want to send an entry, and remember to include your address, because we will send out a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So,
and that's snookerpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
So, are you okay to be using that music, the Drag Racer, on the start?
For the intro?
Yeah.
No, probably
is there
not.
Any copyright issues?
I think if you use less than 8 seconds, you're okay or something. So okay. I've not timed it, but I'm going to use it, whatever.
Yeah.
Well. I had a look at some other options, but the only other one I could find was I don't really know what show is this from, because maybe it's like the late night version of Snooker in the 80s, but listen to this, it's really cool.
All right.
Got a very 70s kind
and
of
now on
time.
To another hefty helping of World Championship Snooker, offered to us on Sheffield Plate by David Vine.
Some of the graphics are quite cool. Wow,
this is dark, isn't it?
It is dark for a sport.
A light-hearted game of snooker.
Some of the visuals are kind of like something you'd see on a 70s kind of educational video.
I love all this kind of old-fashioned animation, it's great. I know obviously you can't see it at home if you're listening to this. But, you know, you should look this video up. What's it called? World Snooker 1986 BBC Opening Titles Alternative Music.
It's on YouTube if you want to look it up.
On the YouTube.
It's a visual and audio delight.
Oh, I think we should just listen to this now. Magazine rack.
You've just been looking through my what?
I've just been looking through your magazine rack.
Oh.
Hidden away amongst all the women's weeklies.
Yes.
And the Bellas. Is this magazine called, or it's more like an annual really, called How to Be Really yes. Interesting.
Do you know
by
what?
Steve Davis.
I was listening to an interview with Barry Hearn, and he said it's the funniest book he's ever read, like, go and buy it, so I found it on Amazon.
Well, he would say that, I mean, he's...
probably still receiving royalties from it.
Yeah, probably. Knowing Barry. I don't know Barry.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Podbean or get in contact at snookerpodcast@gmail.com. That's pot, not pod. Goodbye.
Oh, no! Would you believe it?
Well,
words can't describe how bad he must be feeling. What a moment it was in his career. In his snooker career, in his life. I can't believe it, neither can he.
Mountain Water!